I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. When the Uber internet-based car service started operating in Burlington in 2014, officials said it had violated the city's vehicle for hire ordinance. The service continued to operate under an interim agreement while the city council promised to revise the ordinance by November of that year. It's taken a bit longer than planned, but as VPR's Liam Connors reports, a new ordinance might be headed to the Burlington City Council very soon.
The City Ordinance Committee last week carefully dissected proposed new rules for vehicles for hire. One of the most contentious areas of debate has been around background checks. Under the revised ordinance, companies like Uber would have the option to conduct their own background checks. Prior to these revisions, the city conducted all background checks on people who wanted to drive taxis. Uber conducts its own background checks on drivers, and it doesn't release the names of their drivers because they view that information as proprietary. Zach Hughes is Uber's operations manager for the New England region, and when questioned by Ward 2 Progressive Council member Max Tracy, Hughes said he could not release key details about the company's operations.
How many drivers do you have operating in Burlington on average?
So that's proprietary information that I wouldn't be able to share.
So how then would we know that 25 is a substantial number?
According to an agreement between Uber and the city, Burlington would be allowed to inspect the documents of 25 Uber drivers who completed at least one trip in the past month. The city would get to check the driver's records twice a year. None of the drivers will be identified by name. Instead, they'd be assigned a unique number. Assistant City Attorney Greg Meir told the committee that the city was comfortable with the system.
We recognize that across the country, cities of our size or even larger are actually operating under less numbers of samples when they do their audit procedures.
At the close of the meeting, Committee Chair William Mason asked the council to move forward.
We promised to get something back to them, and I think we're at a point where we need to deliver something.
The Ordinance Committee is meeting again on February 2nd to discuss the changes to the ordinance and possibly pass it on to the full City Council. For VPR News, I'm Liam Connors.